Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clarence Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller strikes out. 1 out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stahl strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Luplow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stahl. Santo reaches second base with a double. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hundley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Beckert moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Santo moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Santo scores. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan pinch hits for Jack Fisher. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hiller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Luplow chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Harrelson. Harrelson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Harrelson. Williams moves to third. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goosen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.